This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Skinless One.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, I am here for it.
Yeah, I ran this campaign.
Ooh.
Horror on the Orient Express, and did not strip anyone's skin away.
That, man. So I did not know this.
I don't like killing players.
But, I suppose. Yeah. But couldn't you have taken an NPC and demonstrated the power?
I think that they came. It's been a long time since I've done it. I think they came upon the skinless one's works.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this the primary antagonist of the Horror on the Orient Express?
The Horror on the Orient Express, if you find a way, either if you feel like spending a lot of money, Cole, or if you find a way to get it cheap, or fuck, I could loan it to you. Like, okay. I literally could just mail this to you and have you read it. It's great.
Yep.
It's a really fun campaign setting or campaign, and it has a lot of different primary antagonists.
Oh, cool.
There's like this thing called the Jigsaw Prince. Jigsaw Prince is extremely cool. He's like this guy who is a Dreamlands guy who like gained enough control to become a demigod.
Ooh.
There. And he's like made up of like patchwork flesh and shit. Like, it's really good. It is called Call of Cthulhu porn.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got through my Haster stuff very quickly. So I am down for reading module books.
Yeah. I should mail that to you.
Yeah. But this guy, he's like a gigantic, like skinless giant, at least 8 foot tall. Right. he's got a third eye in his center, and really he's kind of a one-trick pony as opposed to just being gigantic, but that one trick is incredibly good.
Yeah, well, I would say he has two tricks.
Okay,
we'll do the lesser trick first.
Okay,
which is that if you shoot him, you get an unbearable itch in your weapon hand.
What?
Yeah, it's on his armor section.
Yeah, no, I missed that.
They hide stuff down there sometimes.
Yeah.
You get an itchy trigger finger.
Ooh.
If you shoot him and you can't use a gun because your hand itches too much.
Huh.
That's so quaint.
Yep.
That's really cute. You bought this in a joke shop. You know?
Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah. But then there's the horrific one.
Yes, yeah, the skinning gaze. So just kind of at will, you can expend a single magic point, one per victim, which seems like a real low cost for this. Just look at somebody and make their skin fall away like loose clothing.
Yep. Horrible. They suffer 46 hit points of damage, which is a lot, but not enough necessarily to kill you.
Nope.
Your movements thereafter are intensely painful. So you can't move very fast because you have no skin, like when Carl got turned into ice.
And if I look completely bad, I would run toward the nearest thing and kill it.
Yeah. You suffer one hit point per round until dead.
Yes.
That's sadistic.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's horrible. Because imagine rolling four.
Mm-hmm.
You roll four ones.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I have no skin, but I'm only down four hit points.
I have no skin and I want to die. That's not really like a title. It's not like a twist or anything. It's just the natural result.
It's horrible. And like a lot of times they talk about things in this, like, oh, they can be recovered if you get them to the hospital. They'll never regain their sanity. But and like that, no hope for this one. You know, you can't live without skin.
Yeah, like you can't just you can't just like make a dex roll and try and like step back into it. They're just like, oh no, I'm gonna put this on like a snowsuit.
No, it's just gone.
Yeah,
you know, and like no matter how much you have your friends there with like Saran wrap trying to fix you, they're just gonna make it worse.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're all kinds of infections gonna set in. Like it's really bad.
Yeah, I really hope I never get flayed.
It seems rough.
Yeah.
I mean, just stay away from any organization called the Brothers of the Skin, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is going to be hard because that would be an order I would like to join.
It's most of the, what if it's the Brothers of Mr. Skin? Then you can get in on it.
Well, then you don't have to watch the boring parts of movies.
Yeah.
Just fast travel to the nip, please.
Just the good parts of Requiem for a Dream, please.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.